is there a God?
I had a very amusing experience, which it might be well worth telling. I was in the New York Athletic Club swimming pool. And you know, you don't wear your collar this way or that way when you're in a swimming pool. And I was introduced to a priest. This is Father so-and-so. This is Joseph Campbell. I'm a professor. He's a professor at one of our Catholic universities. So after I'd had my swim, I came and sat down beside, in what we call, you know, the horizontal athlete situation, and the priest is beside me. And he said, Mr. Campbell, are you a priest? I said, no, Father. He said, are you a Catholic? I said, I was, Father. He said, and now he had the sense to ask it this way, do you believe in a personal God? I said, no, Father. And he said, well, I suppose there is no way to prove by logic the existence of a personal God. And I said, if there were, Father, what would be the value of faith? Well, Mr. Campbell, it's nice to have met you, and he was off. I really felt I'd done a jujitsu trick there. But that was a very illuminating conversation to me. The fact that he asked, do you believe in a personal God? Mm-hmm. That meant that he also recognized the possibility of the Brahman, mm-hmm. of the transcendent energy.